Beloved of God, this is the home of your heavenly Father. This is the house of God. And you have come home to the house of God. So relax and enjoy the presence of the Lord. The peace that our human logic cannot explain. But you feel deep down inside, yes, this is home. I feel the joy. I feel the peace that I'm needing right here in the house of God. So welcome home to the Father's house. Welcome home to the Father's house. And receive the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that is also abounding as you allow the Lord to fill your heart with His joy and peace today. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the house of God. Amen. You'll be filled with joy by the end of this service. You'll feel with peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. God makes us come to His house so that we can enjoy the good bread today. And in the house of God, there's plenty of bread to spare. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life that came down from heaven. Amen. Whoever eats of me will never be hungry. Whoever drinks of my blood will never be thirsty. Because my body, my flesh is the true food. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the true food. What you crave, what your body craves, many times is not that junk food. Amen. What your body craves is Jesus Christ, because He said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the only one who can satisfy your longing. I'm the only one who can give you the peace and the joy that money cannot buy. I'm the only one who can give you the satisfaction that you need, that the world can never offer you. I am the true bread of life that came down from heaven, and whoever eats of me will never be hungry. Whoever drinks of my blood will never be thirsty, because my flesh is the true food. Amen. It's the true food. Have you had your breakfast yet this morning? That's not the first question of the day. The first question is, have you had Jesus today? Amen. Have you had Jesus as your nourishment today? Have you allowed the gospel means the good news, right? Have you allowed the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to satisfy the hunger in your soul? When Jesus said, you will never be hungry again, He's talking about the soul. The soul is hungry for the true food that can satisfy, which is Jesus Christ, beloved of God. And today, you've come to the right place at the right time. Amen. God says, in my house, there is plenty of bread to spare. Amen. Come and enjoy the banqueting table that the Lord has prepared for us. The body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Church, are you blessed? Are you encouraged? Yeah, come on. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. We are so excited because of the blood and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever is your need today, the answer is in Jesus Christ and what He has done for you. Whatever you need, whatever you long for, oh Lord, I wish this prayer is answered. Well, it's answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that you need is found in Jesus Christ. Your longing, your desire, your happiness, your satisfaction, your great family, your dream come true, it's all found in the person of Jesus Christ. Come on, church. He deserves all the glory and honor and praise. He is the invisible host, Jesus Christ. He said, where there are two people or three people gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. We're honoring the one, amen, who is sitting at the right hand of the Father, who loves you with all his heart and soul, mind and strength. Amen. Did you enjoy the song just now, Amazing Grace? Yeah, that was written by John Newton, amen. John Newton back in the 1800s, right? Or 1700s, right? John Newton, just a little bit of background of this man. He was raised in a godly family. John Newton, His mother was a Christian, a godly mother, all right? But at some point in life, he became a prodigal son. He no longer believed in God. He ran away from God and he became a slave trader back then. He was a sailor and he was, you know, a sailor back then. The life was really rough and everything. And he went rock bottom, all right, into doing the thing that is unthinkable. He was the captain of the ship that was doing all the slave trading back then. And one day he said, "How can the Lord really loves me? I'm so wretched." That's what he said. "How can you save a wretched man like me?" But God never gave up on John Newton. God continued to pursue him until one day he penned down that famous song that today we still sing. It was not just a song, it was almost like a story of his life. "I am a wretched man. I have done the things that are unthinkable. I have run away from God. I forget everything that my mom has taught me in the past. I have run away from God. How can God love me?" But he still feels the love and the grace of God that is so strong, that's stronger than ever. And he surrendered and he wrote that beautiful song, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretched man like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found." And that amazing grace turned him to become a preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Totally changed. His mind's totally changed. He totally repented and he gave his life to the Lord. And he became the great preacher that preached the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, beloved of God, whatever condition that you are in, right? God is still pursuing you right now. God is still calling you by name. God still remembers you when your mom was still teaching you the first basic oracles of God as a babe. Amen. God has a calling in your life. God has never forgotten you. You may have forgotten God, but He will never forget you. The Bible put it this way, "A mother may forget her child," in the Bible, "but I will never forget you." God said, "I will never abandon you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." So, beloved of God, I want to let you know, God loves you and God is calling you right now by His amazing grace. By His amazing grace and calling that name. Listen to the ears of your spirit. God calling you by name. God does not look at you like a face in the crowd. I have X millions of believers who believe in me. No, He calls you by name. You got to be able to listen. Him calling you by name. He knows you by name. God's love for you is so personal, as if you are the only person on the face of the earth. And God cares so much and loves you. And He wants to let you know, "Though your sins be as red as scarlet, it shall be whiter than snow. Because your sins and your iniquities, I will remember no more," God says. Amen. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you at Calvary. Amen. And as you believe this gospel truth, He will change your life. Hallelujah. God is so good all the time. And all the time, God is so very, very good. And the other song that I enjoyed just now was "Give Thanks." Did you enjoy that? This is the week of Thanksgiving, right? It's not all just about turkeys and the stuffings. Amen. Hallelujah. It's about giving thanks to the one who gave up everything for you. Literally, God bankrupted heaven when He gave up His one and only Son for you. Can you think about such great love? Someone would give up everything that he's got. That's how much God so loved you. In John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible says, "For God loved you." No, not just love you. The word "so," look up in your Bible, is there. God so loved you. Say, "So loved me."
So loved me.
One more time. Jesus so loved me.
Jesus so loved me.
Now you're being biblical. Not just Jesus loves me, because the word "so" is there. Jesus so loves me. There's the intensity of what He is doing. And He has proven that when He bankrupted heaven.
to give up Jesus because of His love for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen. I'm looking forward to the main entree later. Amen. The final part on Jesus, our redemption. Amen, beloved of God. I just want to let you know, I don't know how to do a recap. I don't think I can do a recap of the Jesus, our redemption series that we're doing here. But since the beginning of this year, we've been talking almost verse by verse from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. For some people's Bible, that Deuteronomy 28 is still very crisp, very clean, has never been opened, okay? Because it's a scary passage, right? In Deuteronomy 28, like the first 15 verses or so, is talking about the blessings of God, if you obey. After verse 15 onwards, all the way to verse 68, yes. From 15 to 68, is nothing but curses. So I can understand why people don't want to read Deuteronomy 28. It's not going to be in your daily devotional, okay? This is your today's daily devotional. Read Deuteronomy 28 because it's the list of curses, right? But God has given us the blessing, Life-Giving Church International, to know that every scripture of God is God-breathed and is there for a purpose. Amen. So, the book of Deuteronomy 28 is not there to make your Bible thicker. It's there for a purpose.
Yeah.
That God still shows you the list of the curses is to let you know the perfection of the finished work of His Son.
Yes.
Every single curse that you see, right? Yeah. Jesus has totally reversed them all. So that today, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Amen.
How? By Christ becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is anyone who hung on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, okay? Through faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says. Do you understand? You are the reason why Jesus hung there on the cross. Amen. Is to take away that curses so that you can live a life of blessing.
Yes. Thank you.
God wants you blessed so that you can be a blessing.
Yes. Amen.
Do you understand? God wants you blessed so that you can be a blessing to your neighbor, to your family, to your friends. And so God wants to let you know, I have redeemed you from the curse of the law.
Yes.
And so, beloved of God, I want to encourage you, go to our website, lgci.info. And by the way, you know, I kind of promote our message a lot on lgci.info. Right? Just want to let you know, I have zero conflict of interest. It's totally free of charge. We do not, okay, put like pay $10 per message. I have zero conflict of interest to let you know that the LGCI.info resources, I want you to make the most use for yourself and your family. So it's out of love that I'm really letting you know, right? Perhaps some of you need to go back to part one. Maybe the answer that you're looking for is in part one. I don't know. All I know is that the Word of God is timeless, right? You know, you can ask Barbara, right, Barbara? The word that she listened from the sermon that she heard from Pastor Henry, say, a few weeks ago, she can still listen to it and still like, wow, you know, this is amazing. It's just like fresh. So, beloved, I just want to let you know, for your own benefit, make sure your phone has our website bookmark, lgci.info, and go to the sermon section. Even though I cannot recap part 1 all the way to part 27, which was the part that we talked about last Sunday, God still wants to bless you. You will not be left behind. You're not feeling like, well, you know, I'm already at the last part of Jesus, our redemption. Well, God still saves that on our website, lgci.info, so that you can be blessed. And by the way, you can always forward the website to your family and friends as well. They might be living in Baltimore. They might be living in Canada. Some of your family relatives cannot come to Life-Giving Church International. But hey, that's why we have lgci.info to reach people beyond the four walls of our church here. Amen? Our church is international by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, are you ready for the final part, church?
Yes.
This is going to be, again, like I said, it's going to be a final part of Jesus, our redemption. I want you to tune in to every word that the Holy Spirit wants to share with you today. Because God wants you well. God wants you to be whole. God wants your life to be a blessing, like I said, to other people. But before you can be a blessing to other people, you have to be blessed yourself first, right? Before you can light another person's candle, your candle must be lit first before you can light another candle. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I want you to understand that the message today is beyond just, well, you know, I want to be happy. I want to be feeling more joy, more peace. No, God's plan and purposes is bigger than just for yourself. God's plan and purposes is to make you into the light of the world. God wants you to become the salt of the earth, whether in your school, whether in your workplace, in your family. God has a bigger interest than just you. God wants your family to be blessed by the message today. Listen carefully what the Lord is going to share with us today. And I believe it's appropriate if we open it with a prayer. With a prayer, depending on the Holy Spirit. Let's bow our heads together. Father, I just like to thank you. We've made it thus far only by your grace, Lord, that we can made it this far, the final part of Jesus our redemption. And Lord, we just thank you for your grace that you will open the eyes of our heart today by the help of the Holy Spirit, that we can gain, we can profit from your word today. Help us not to be distracted by the cares and the worries, the things that are not fixed yet, the things that we have to take care of, the errands and everything. They will not be forgetting Jesus, but that we would focus on your word. Holy Spirit, gives us that grace to focus today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. So, I've already given you everything that you need. So, here we go. What we have been redeemed from. This is from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 66 to 67. This is the curse of a law. You will live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure of your life. In the morning, you will say, if only it were evening. And in the evening, if only it were morning. Because of the terror that will fill your hearts and the sights that your eyes will see. Anybody feel like at nighttime, oh, I wish morning is here. Okay. And then in the afternoon, you say, oh, I wish the evening is here. Beloved of God, that is a life that Jesus has already redeemed you from. God wants you to enjoy every moment of your life.
Yes.
Whether it's noontime or nighttime. Your mind is not 10 steps ahead of you, right? You can be vacationing in a beautiful Aspen, ski resorts, pay big money on a ski resort with your loved ones, and you're not all there. Your mind is worrying about tomorrow. your mind is not enjoying the moment. When nighttime comes, you wish the morning is here. And then when morning comes, oh, I wish nighttime is here. That is a life that Jesus has already redeemed us from,
yes.
Beloved of God. And look at the first part of this curse. It says, you will live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure of your life. Never sure of your life. The idea here is a life of survival. You're not living. You are surviving. Did you see that? That is the life of survival there. You live in constant suspense. You're not in a lost island somewhere. But you still live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure of your life. What a miserable life. And the tragedy is, if this happens to a believer because of the ignorance of their hearts, not knowing what Jesus Christ has already done for them. Yeah. They think that life here on earth, right, is a life of survival. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus came, the Bible says in John 10, the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah. But I come so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The idea of a life that is abundant is not a surviving life. It's not like, oh, you know, I don't know where my next paycheck is going to come from, or I don't know, you know, if I'm able to be healed from this condition. Whatever condition, beloved of God, that maybe a medical report has labeled you. You are this sick person, and here is what you need to watch out for, and you behave and you think and you act like a sick person that you are not, and you are surviving one day at a time. Well, I can't help it, right? What I'm experiencing, I am, you fill in the blank. You just put a wrong label on yourself that you are not, and then you think and you act and you behave in a manner of where you're living in suspense day and night, not sure of your life. Man, I'm telling you, God wants you well.
Yes, He does.
Because Jesus Christ paid a big price. He went through the survival mode at the cross. It was a complete survival mode, right? He fell when He picked up that heavy cross for you. Remember He said, whoever follows Me, you must pick up your cross. Well, Jesus picked your cross on your behalf there. And He picked that cross, and He was in a survival mode because He fell 3 times, the Bible says. Every breath that He takes is a survival mode. Every slacking off, He can feel the whipping, the lashes by those Roman soldiers that will likely whip Him. Can you imagine someone already fall down and in pain and agony, and they still kick him and whip him, all right? He was in a complete survival mode. Every breath is a gift at that moment. Like I already said last week, the sufferings of Jesus, you cannot see it like a historical event. It already happened 2,000 years ago. We don't need to talk about the sufferings of Jesus. No, beloved of God. The sufferings of Jesus Christ is something that we will remember and talk about. Not to feel bad. Oh, I feel bad. He suffered because of me. Yeah, that's true. But it's to let you know, I took away that survival mode life so that you can have a life and life more abundantly. Yes. And it's because of My love for you. It's a token of My love for you that I went through the cross. And I love you so much. May you remember Me. And we will remember Him when we partake in the communion later. So communion is not just about healing. Communion is remembering the sufferings.
Yes.
Because His body was broken right there. And His blood was shed for us. Can you feel the love of Jesus for you? Can you feel that faith in you, in Him? Wow, if He suffered so much for me, I don't have to live in this survival mode anymore, where in the morning you will say, if only it were evening. And in the evening, if only it were morning, because of the terror that will fill your hearts and the sights that your eyes will see. Beloved of God, Jesus has taken away that life of surviving one day at a time. But God wants to let you know that My desire for you is to meditate on what I went through at the cross. Not for you to feel bad, but to let you know that you have a right. It is your God-given right to expect a life and life more abundantly. Yeah. in spite of circumstances in life that might be condemning you right now. Oh, you can't even pay this bill. Oh, you can't even deal with this health challenge. You can't even deal with this family relationship issues that's still going on in your family. In spite of those condemnation, I want to let you know, you have a God-given right to expect life and peace and joy because Jesus Christ went through that sufferings yes. at the cross for you.
Yes.
To redeem you from this curse.
Yes.
Where you are not sure about your life. Well, you can be sure it is a God-given right by my beloved Lord and Savior yes. for me to live a life and life more abundantly. And all I need to do, just remember Him. Is that... That's the simplicity of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Man, all you need to do is not the 10 steps that you must do, okay? The 10 habits that you must have to have an abundant life. Checkpoint number 1, checkpoint number 2, checkpoint number 3. All He asked, remember when he took that bread and he took that cup, do this in remembrance of me. All you do is just remember Jesus, that He took all this curse from you, and you will be made whole.
Amen.
Isn't that nice?
Amen.
Man, the simplicity of the gospel, not the do's and the don'ts. Amen. Just remember me. What a beautiful word from our beautiful Lord and Savior. Just remember me, what I went through, so that you can have life, and life more abundantly. Amen. And here is the Jesus, our redemption verse from Psalm, right? That will give you the power, all right, to reverse that curse. So I hope you write down the verse. That way you know where in Scripture that you have been redeemed from this life of kind of surviving, right? That's from Psalm chapter 3, verse 2, verse 5. This is from the King James Version Bible. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. So, beloved of God, I just want to let you know, you can sing that song now. It's a Jesus our redemption song that has redeemed you from all your enemies, from all the problems and challenges in life that hem you down, to cause you to be in a survival mode. In the midst of your problems, whatever challenges in your life that is causing you to feel like, oh, I don't know if I can make it again tomorrow. I don't know if I can make it another day. Whatever the enemy is, you can sing, amen, Psalm chapter 3, verse 2 to 5, because Jesus Christ has become my redemption, and He has taken away the curse of the law from me. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. Selah, I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustain me. It's not about, can I survive this day? Can I survive this night? No. I laid me down and slept. I had a good night rest, in other words. I awake. I'm still alive. Amen. For the Lord sustain me. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Hey! The Lord sustain you.
Yes.
What survival mode? Amen. I laid me down and slept. I awaked. Amen.
Yes.
For the Lord sustained me.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Beloved of God, I want to let you know your sleep will be sweet.
Amen.
Tonight.
Yes.
All right?
Amen.
Remember that song. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. What about that problem? What about that problem? For thou, O Lord, art a shield. No, no, you're surviving. You don't even know. Blah, 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 blah. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Right?
Yes.
Your glory and the lifter of my head.
Yes.
Beloved of God, are you blessed?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You are no longer surviving, right?
Right.
If the Lord is your shield,
yes,
and the Lord is the one who sustains you,
yes,
so that you, the Bible says, can say, I laid me down and slept.
Yes.
I awake for the Lord. Sustain me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is so very, very good. So, beloved of God, I just want to encourage you. God wants you to enjoy every moment in life. Remember, He said, I am who I am. When Moses asked the Lord, what's your name? What was God's answer? I am who I am. In other words, presently. Remember, I am is a present tense. He did not say, I will be whom I will be. Okay? He said, I am who I am. In other words, God wants you to have the constant present moment of the I am in your life. What is your need at this present moment? God says, I am. That's deep. That's deep. You got to think on that, right? Whatever you need at this present moment, God is your supply, because He said, I am. Well, Lord, I need healing in my body. I am. Well, Lord, I need help in my job situation right now. I am. Whatever your needs are, is found in the I am. Not in the I will be. Not in a future tense. But right now, at this present moment. In other words, God's constant supply is available as you are conscious of the I am, not the I will be. Did you hear what the Lord is saying?
Yes.
Your supply, the supply of your need, whatever your needs are, is available in the I am, not in the who I will be someday for you. Do you understand? So, beloved of God, the question about never sure of your life, and in the morning you wish it's an evening, in the evening you wish the morning has come, which actually comes as a result of not living in the moment. At night time you wish it's morning, right? In morning time you wish, oh, I wish, you know, evening would come soon, right? Is the result of not living in the moment, in the I am moment, beloved of God. A majority of disorders in a person's mind is caused because the person is not living in the I am moment. A lot of the cases, whatever you can call it, this disorder, that disorder, right? Whatever it is, a lot of the mind disorders is caused by not living in the present moment. By worrying about the future or regretting about the past. In other words, their mind is not living in the I am present reality, that God says, I am who I am. So, beloved of God, when we say, for thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, that's in the present tense. You are, present tense, a shield for me. And you are, again, present tense, the glory and the lifter of my head. By all means, it's okay to do planning. If you want to plan for a vacation, whatever, of course you need to do planning, write down all the things that you have to do, right? But if you plan to such an extent that you worry about tomorrow and you are no longer enjoying the present moment, you worry about tomorrow and it affects your sleep and you wish the morning is here during nighttime because your mind is not in the present moment, right? God is setting you free today to let you know, let me be your shield. Let me be your glory that will lift your head. But I need a little bit of cooperation. You gotta allow the Lord, right, to have His way. And His way is to let you know today, I am who I am. Don't worry about that problem anymore. When the time comes, my grace will be sufficient for you to take care of business, whatever you need to take care of, but not at the expense of you worrying about tomorrow. Right? Because all of us have the tendencies to not live in the present moment. All of us have the tendencies, oh, I wish it's evening now. Oh, I wish it's nighttime now. We're not living in the present moment. And beloved of God, God is setting you free today by saying, I will be your shield. I will be your glory who will lift your head by the time you get to your future. I have been to your future. Okay? Amen. Your future is bright. But no matter how bright your future is, you cannot enjoy your future now. So forget about, well, I wish it's daytime now. I wish it's nighttime now. I want to fast forward the time, if I may. I'm sorry. You cannot fast forward the time. So beloved of God, whatever challenges that you might be experiencing in your life, remember the constant supply of the healing that you need and the financial provisions or relationship blessings that you need in the I am, not in the I will be. In other words, don't postpone your enjoyment of life. Well, someday in the by and by, someday when Jesus comes back again. Well, what about now? What about now? Yes. Right? Make a decision today. Lord, I'm going to live in the constant supply of you being my I am who I am. So that I don't have to say, oh, I wish it's morning now. Or I wish it's nighttime now. Again, why? For Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my hand. For Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my hand. Am I the only one who's blessed by the word today, or you all are blessed as well? Can I hear? Hallelujah. Amen. That was, man, we will take care a lot of our mind problems, a lot of stress in our minds, a lot of disorders in our mind. It will fix a lot of relationship problems in your marriage, right? If you learn to be in the now. Yeah. Many times, you know, the spouse is quarreling because they're not really listening to each other. They only listen to the last part of the sentence. Yeah. Did you hear what I just told you? Yes, I heard you. What did I just say? And then you repeat the last sentence. And then what they said previously, you did not hear what they're saying. And then you bicker and you fight because you're not living in the I am moment. Your mind was distracted. You were thinking about this, you were thinking about that. How am I going to take care of this? How am I going to fix this? Right? Oh man, I wish that did not happen. You know, you worried about the future. You regret about the past. You're not enjoying the present moment. Well, God wants you to be enlightened today.
Yes.
Lord, by your grace, I may not do it perfectly, but from now on, Lord, I'm going to enjoy every moment that I have. I'm going to enjoy what I'm doing right now, right? I'm going to enjoy the now, the present reality of your supply as my I am. Do you need healing? God says, I am.
Yes.
I am your healing. I am your healer. Ani Hayawe Rafa. Are you blessed, church?
Amen.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Well, you all can go home now if you're blessed. Class dismissed. But I've got one more. Verse 68. That's the last verse in chapter 28. This is the final one. The Lord will send you back in ships to Egypt on a journey I said you should never make again. There you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves. But no one will buy you. What an insult. It's already low enough, right? To be sold in a marketplace. Buy me, I can work hard. I can clean your bathroom. No one will buy you. What an insult. Man, I like Josh Groban's song, right? Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appears and the soul felt its worth. All of a sudden, because He appeared as my redemption, my soul felt its worth. I'm no longer a slave. I'm no longer a slave. I feel like I'm worth something. I'm no longer just a face in the crowd. I'm no longer living my life surviving, just existing like the mist in the morning. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. No longer I wish it's daytime when it's nighttime, because Christ was born.
Yes.
And my soul felt its worth. I'm no longer a slave sold in a marketplace that no one wants to buy. I'm no longer just a face in a crowd. I'm someone special.
Yes. Yes.
Because Jesus Christ bought me.
Hallelujah.
God cared enough for me. Even when nobody cares, God cares for me.
Yes.
Look at the verse. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value.
Yes.
It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Beloved of God, you are worth the immeasurable worth of the blood of the Son of God. Do not despise yourself, but see yourself the way that God has put a value, a price tag on you. He said, I paid you with a ransom, and you are worth the blood of my son. Even $1 million can't buy you. $1 trillion is a mere drop in the bucket.
Yes.
You're worth, you are worth the blood of my son. You are expensive, more expensive than diamonds and the jewelries and the gold that adorns heaven itself. That's why Jesus said, I'm willing to pay for you. I'll shed my blood for you. Nobody buys you. I want to buy you. What a God. What a good God. Amen.
Amen.
So, beloved of God, I just want to, I want you to reflect on the Word of God today and let it be something that you experience again and again. Once we make the message available online, download it on your phone and listen to it again, because I believe the Holy Spirit is ministering to you right now. The Holy Spirit is reminding the grace that is so amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Right? You are no longer a wretched sinner saved by grace. I want to let you know that God sees you precious, because it takes the blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, to buy you. To save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors, the Bible says. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ. It was paid with the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. You know, I think we have barely scratched the surface of the depths of His love and His grace for you to be your redemption. It's almost like it's a beginning of a new chapter. That, beloved of God, you begin to see yourself through the eyes of grace as someone whom the Father so loves that He gave up His one and only Son for you. Amen? Hallelujah. He bought you with a price. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are blessed. We are blessed. Sila. Do you know what Sila means in the Bible? It means meditate on this word. When you see in the psalm it says Sila, it means think on this. Let it penetrate deep in your soul. God's love for you to be your redemption, to buy you, to redeem you, to be your ransom by His own precious blood. It's been fully paid. The atoning, perfect redemption work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you no longer have to live a survival life. Because the blood of Jesus has redeemed you from that survival mode kind of life. And God has also, as the scripture says, paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. Go to work, drive back home, take care of junk mails, watch a few TV, rinse, repeat, like Groundhog Day. You know, God says, you have been redeemed from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. Yeah. How? I come to give you life, and life more abundantly. A life full of excitement and joy.
Yeah.
Man, Lord, I can't wait. I can't wait to praise you some more. I can't wait to put on more Pastor Henry's tapes. I can't wait to put on Pastor Henry's MP3 and listen to it again and savor it again. I can't wait to enjoy the present moment of being reminded of my worth and my value because of the precious blood of Jesus. Your life is full of the righteousness that comes by faith, not by works, but by faith. And the peace and the joy that surpasses all understanding. Yes, beloved of God. Amen. You are the light of the world. God has equipped you today, amen, to be a blessing to those who may not have heard this gospel truth. Amen. Be blessed. You are blessed. And you are highly favored. And you are deeply loved. Jesus truly has become your wisdom.
Yes, He has.
Jesus truly has become your righteousness. Jesus has truly become your holiness. And the grand finale. Jesus has truly become your redemption. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Amen. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is anyone who hang on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile by faith, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pray in tongues more.
Hallelujah.
Because of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
That will make this word today beyond just, well, that makes me feel good. God wants the word today to be one in your soul.
Yes.
To be a revelation. That means you want to depend on the Holy Spirit. Right? If you know how to speak in tongues.
Yes.
As you read your Bible, or even as you listen to this message, and let this word today, the final part of Jesus, our redemption, be a revelation. Once it becomes a revelation, beloved of God, you will know. Because your life will no longer be the same. That sleepless night is over. Once this word today become a revelation, that depression is no more. Once the word becomes a revelation, whatever disorders in your mind will be no more. But your mind will be filled with the I am reality of the righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
That does not fade away. It will actually get better and better, sweeter than before.
Yes.
I know about you, beloved of God, I want the Word of God today to be more precious than diamonds, to be more precious than gold, to be more precious than anything in this world. I want to listen to this Word of the Holy Spirit as if my life depends on it. And then I know I will walk in the righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll be so blessed that I'll be a blessing to my family, to my co-workers, to my schoolmates, to my relatives and my friends. Man, I see many of you, you know, you are like being marinated, being soaked in the peace of the Holy Spirit right now. I can see how many of you is like that stress is already no more. You know, in fact, it appears like someone or more than one of you had a bad, like a headache, like a migraine, and now it's no more. That headache is no more. Am I right? Can I see a raise of hands? Anybody like feel like the migraine that you experience is just no more because of the peace of the Holy Spirit? If that's you, can I see a raise of hands? Sister, that migraine that you experience is no more in the name of Jesus Christ. You are set free from that bad headache in the name of Jesus Christ at the sound of my voice. Amen. Did you see the power of the Word of God? Amen. She just listened to the gospel. No painkillers. No whatever, right? And that headache, that migraine just went away. She is healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we are so blessed. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your grace. What a grand finale. What a grand finale.
Yes.
For Jesus, our redemption today. Father God, what a revelation. What a revelation today. Father, I pray that the seed today will not be stolen by the birds. I pray that the seed of the Word of God today will not be crushed by the stony ground. Father, I pray that the seed of the Word today will not be suffocated by the thorns and the weeds. But Father, I pray, because you love Life-Giving Church International so much, that you will help us for the word today to fall in a good soil where with patience in due season we will see and experience more and more the harvest of the fruits of righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for helping us to not forget Jesus, our redemption, all the way from part 1 until today, part 28. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If there is any of you who have not received Jesus Christ into your life, I have good news to tell you that Jesus has taken away all of your judgments and all of your sin at the cross. All you need to do is to believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And the Bible says, everyone who believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. So pray this simple prayer with me. If you have never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, so you can have the born-again experience and also the right to partake in the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus, pray with me. If you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died and rose again for me. You took away all of my sins. Today I'm righteous simply by faith in your blood. Jesus Christ, you are my Lord and my Savior. From this day forward, I am born again. I have eternal life. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.